It's time for your KDNK local newscast for this Wednesday morning, November 2nd. I'm News Director Gavin Dahl. At the Issues and Answers Forum, hosted by the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association in mid-October, all three candidates for the 9th Judicial District Attorney race had a chance to speak for themselves. The race matches current DA Sherry Kaloya, a Democrat, against former DA Jeff Cheney, a Republican, and attorney Chip McRory, an independent. KDNK edited down the material to focus on two key questions. First up, the candidates are asked about the relationship between a district attorney and local law enforcement. Here's Democrat Sherry Kaloya.
My office has an excellent relationship with local law enforcement. Now, you've heard criticism of me from the sheriff and others, and I'll tell you right now, it's politics. That's what it is. The sheriff's office does a good job. They're in and out of my office every single day. They use my investigators to help them on cases, as do other police agencies, and we work together. We work together every day, and to say that we don't work together would be saying the sheriff's office doesn't do their job, or that my office doesn't do their job. And both of us do our jobs, and they do it well. Are there conflicts? Yes, there are. And there's going to be conflicts in this system. And I'm going to call police officers to task and say, I'm sorry, we don't have it in this case. And that's what you want in a district attorney. You want somebody who's going to give a true and honest review of the case and whether it can be proven in court. Because we don't want to bring people into the system, force them to spend lots of money on an attorney if we can't prove the case, if we don't believe that they're guilty. And I can tell you that the system works, and it works just fine.
Here's Republican Jeff Cheney.
Despite having a personality conflict with the law enforcement officer, I have a professional and ethical obligation to put aside my personal differences. I can't afford to allow our district to become less safe because law enforcement doesn't trust me, doesn't want to work with me, doesn't want to wake me up in the middle of the night and ask for my advice. And so when I worked with law enforcement, I can tell you that I was awakened many times in the middle of the night to help aid and assist law enforcement to perform a constitutional investigation, to aid and assist in the collection of evidence, and to begin formulating a theory of the case before the case is even filed. And in order to do that, I had to have the respect of law enforcement. If you start from one end of this district and go to the other, you will talk to law enforcement agents who do not trust our district attorney, who do not want to work with our district attorney, and that's making us less safe. It's my obligation to do everything I can to work with law enforcement. And what I want to stress here is that holding a law enforcement officer to task is what I have done many times. As a matter of fact, I've walked out of this building many times having made no one happy, absolutely no one, the police, the judge, the defense attorney. And as a result of that, I did my job. I'm not a rubber stamp for law enforcement. I don't believe in that.
And here's independent Chip McRory.
Well, as the defense attorney in the room, I can tell you that for 19 years, I have been bedeviling the police departments of this district as part of my representation of various criminal clients. However, my 16 years as a prosecutor has also served me well in that those police officers also respect me. I have actually represented police officers when they have fallen afoul of the law. I have gotten referrals for members of their family, and I will say that they respect me professionally and personally. When I was with the district attorney's office in Aspen, I was basically on call for 12 years as the chief deputy in the Aspen office, which meant that if there was any sort of a circumstance where we had to approve a warrant, because back then Judge DeVilbiss insisted that every search warrant or arrest warrant be screened by a district attorney before he saw it. So 3 o'clock in the morning, a cop come by my house, we'd go over it, send it off, and hopefully Jay would approve it. There was one monumental night when he rejected it 4 separate times. But that's part of the business and being a district attorney. I say I worked homicides with police officers. I worked a cold case with Gary White of the Aspen Police Department on a homicide for almost 9 months. We met almost every day. I was trained as part of a DA that you go over and you meet with the police, you look at the evidence before your case comes up, and you talk with the police. That is integral part of that, and I believe I still have the respect of the police agencies in this district from Rio Blanco County all the way to Aspen. Thank you.
The second set of answers we'll hear today focus on sexual assault prosecution. Here's Democrat Sherry Kaloya.
Sexual assault cases are not treated with leniency. You read about one case that made it to the media, which was not a sexual assault case, which was not provable, and over the victim's objection, that charge was dismissed. That happens sometimes. Taking a victim through a sexual assault trial is a very serious endeavor, one that victims do not wish to be placed in because it is not comfortable. Defense attorneys will pick them apart. And so that process is something we're very conscious of. I have developed a SART team, sexual assault response team, that meets quarterly to discuss sexual assault investigations and how to do it better. I am just about to open a SANE program to get sexual assault victims an exam after they're assaulted locally in the Valley, because we don't have that at this point. It was discontinued in 2012 because the district attorney's office did not support it. We have a team approach to sexual assaults. We want to make sure that a sexual assault is provable, just like any other case. We do not have a lenient approach to sexual assaults, and they are prosecuted.
Here's Republican Jeff Cheney.
I'd like to share a story from a father of a sexual assault victim. That father was told by the district attorney that I'm not going to prosecute this individual for being a teenager, like you probably were when you were a teenager. Saying that to a victim's father is unacceptable. And there's only one thing you can conclude from that, and that is there is a philosophy of leniency. I served on the board of directors of the Child Advocacy Center, the River Bridge, for many years. I helped establish the stability of that program to provide victims of sexual assault a place where they can come and be interviewed and be supported and be examined and have counseling. And that program is strong today because of the efforts that we invested when we worked at the district attorney's office. I'm glad it's an election year because Ms. Kaloya has had 4 years to start the SART program, and it's taken an election year and the heat of a political process to do the right thing. That's why I have told you face to face, eye to eye, that integrity is doing the right thing, no matter the politics, no matter the pressure, no matter the partisanship, no matter the time. Within the first 6 months of my tenure, if I have the honor of representing you as the district attorney, I will begin initiating an effective SART program, and I will establish a special sexual assault victim team comprised of individuals, prosecutors, victim advocates who have specialized training to give victims of sexual assault the voice they need and deserve.
And here's Independent Chip McCrory.
Sexual assault is different. Murder, everyone understands. It carries a life sentence, and we've been inundated with TV shows about solving murders since we were probably about 3 years old. Sexual assault now carries a life sentence in Colorado for most sexual assaults. But sexual assault also carries other sorts of offenses beyond what normally is thought of as rape. Improper touchings, various things like that, all fall under the umbrella of sexual assault. And it is an allegation that is easy to make and can be very difficult to disprove from a defense point of view. Any rational, fair prosecutor is going to look very closely at a sexual assault case. District attorneys do not allow rapists to go free if they can avoid it. But those are difficult cases. They take a great deal of experience to take a look at and see, do we have scientific evidence? There are a number of valid rapes that have never had any DNA evidence or any biological evidence that can be used in court. And so it takes a great deal of experience to analyze and judge what is a proper case or what is not a proper case. And I think that decision lies with the district attorney in consultation with his staff, but I do not think that every problem that a district attorney faces requires a citizen advisory board and a group of other people to get involved in what are extremely personal and delicate matters and should be kept private and privileged with regards to that victim unless and until it's necessary to come to court.
Thanks to KMTS Radio for sharing that audio with KDNK. Listen to all of our election coverage at kdnk.org. Find the news section on our site menu and select 2016 election. You can listen to our coverage of the Carbondale mayor's race, county commissioners, statewide amendments, even the CU regents at large race. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams says the state's voting system is secure. This comes after presidential candidate Donald Trump expressed doubts about the mail ballot process while speaking here over the weekend. Rocky Mountain Community Radio reporter Benta Berkland has more.
This is Colorado's first mail-in ballot presidential election. Every registered voter received a ballot. People can mail them back, vote in person, or drop them off. Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams says there are lots of checks in place.
We have 24-hour video surveillance on our 24-hour drop boxes so that you can rest assured that when you drop that off at a drop box, it is not taken by someone else. It's not tampered with. When the judges pick it up, there is a bipartisan team of judges who pick that up, take the ballots, put them in a bag with a tamper evidence seal.
The first statewide mail-in election was 2 years ago. Williams says 8,000 ballots weren't counted that year because the signatures didn't match what the state had on file. This time around, Trump says he fears election officials will throw away ballots that they don't like. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Garfield County will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 11 at the landfill in Rifle. GARCO is celebrating the implementation of its new petroleum-contaminated soil management facility. The waste stream, mainly from the oil and gas industry, is treated at the landfill according to Clean Air Act specifications. The idea is to remove petroleum contaminants. According to the county, the treatment system concept came from Garfield County Strategic Solid Waste Management Planning conducted back in 2014 and supported since by the Board of County Commissioners. Roaring Fork School District wants input on attendance boundaries for the new East Bank Combined Elementary and Middle School south of Glenwood Springs. District officials are hosting two community meetings to present different proposed boundaries. This week's meeting is tomorrow at Glenwood Middle School from 6 to 7, and on November 7th at Glenwood Elementary from 5 to 6. A Spanish interpreter will be at each meeting. If you can't attend, you can provide feedback through an online survey at the school district's website, rfsd.k12.co.us. The city of Glenwood Springs' draft master plan of the 6th Street corridor north of the Colorado River is now available for public comment. The goal of the plan is to look at public improvements like streetscapes, bike facilities, public parking, and neighborhood gathering areas along 6th Street. The area will change dramatically as a result of the Grand Avenue Bridge project. The plan can be found at the city of Glenwood's website, cogs.us/6th Street. And trees throughout Colorado are going dormant this time of year, and they require care before and during winter to remain in top health. The Colorado State Forest Service has a few tips for preparing urban trees for the cold and snow. Wrap the trunk, especially on young and thin-barked trees. Mulch the base, recycling leaves instead of throwing them out. Give your trees a good drink one last time before storing your hose for winter. And pay attention to the younger trees.